present three different individuals from the Gospel of John that will answer somehow to what we have taken up throughout the whole day today. Turn with me to the Gospel of John. Chapter 2 and verse 9. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, said unto him, Every man at the beginning does set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. Verse 23. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. And the last verse from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidst thou truly. Just very briefly, brethren, I would like to speak a little bit about the greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ, seen in these few verses. This morning our hearts were engaged in the thought of eternal life. It is the person of Christ. God is light, that's his very nature. And God is love, which is also his very nature. In the Gospel of John, when the Lord Jesus came in humanity, he tried to meet the needs of individuals in relationship to life, light, and love. For example, if you will take up John chapter 8, there was a woman lacked love. When you come to John chapter 9, there was a man that lacked light. And when you come to John chapter 11, you would read of Lazarus that lacked life. These three features are also seen in these just few verses I read, just again to present the greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ. That in the first one, what we read in chapter 2, the ruler of the feast had no light. He lacked light to understand the source of the best wine that was presented for the occasion. And my dear friend, if you are without the Lord Jesus Christ, and you lack the knowledge and the light to know the source of real joy in the life of man, it is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, there was a man by the name of Moses who was in a very high position, and he chose to suffer affliction rather than what? To have the pleasures of sin for a season. Because he had light, and that light, esteeming the reproach of Christ better than all the riches in Egypt. So that ruler lacked light. He did not have a revelation to see that the person of the Lord Jesus Christ is the source of real every joy. And dear brethren, for us in a practical way, that the only way that I certainly see, even as believers, that we have to allow the Lord Jesus to fill the vessels, and that vessel is you and me, to fill it with water to its brim. It is to the top. And in that point, the water was what? Was made into wine. Once we allow the Lord Jesus to make his word precious to your soul and to mine, then we can truly enjoy the great real joy that we can get and receive from the person of the Lord Jesus, from the Word of God. In thy presence, there is a fullness of joy. So in the first man, it was a matter of lacking light to understand that the source of real joy is found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The second part of these verses were men. And these men, it says they believed because they saw the miracles. But it's also said that Christ knew what was in the heart of man. The second group I would like to suggest is that they lack light. Because they were a group of men that they were following the Lord Jesus Christ, not because of whom He is, and not because of what He was to be able to accomplish on Calvary's cross. They followed Him because they saw a certain miracles. They loved Him because there was a personal interest for them. Because you know what? At certain times I was hungry and He fed me. He brought the bread and the fishes and He fed me. But dear brethren, there was a group that lacked life. And if anyone is seeking eternal life, the scripture is very clear. And these verses were rehearsed throughout the whole day. He that has the Son has eternal life. And he that does not have the Son does not have eternal life. But the wrath of God shall abide on him. And if any man lacketh life, it is found in the person of the Lord Jesus. So that when someone has life like Nicodemus, Christ can tell him about entering and seeing the kingdom of God, where Christ will be all in all, and where God in this coming scene will be magnified. And the third person, dear brethren, is not the one that only lacked light, is not people that lacked life, but there was a woman with five husbands, and one that was with her presently was not her husband. And that was an individual that lacked love. And you know what she found? She found the one who is love. God is love. My dear friend, God is love. And for God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son. And the message is the same. That God loves you. Christ loves you. And if you feel that you lack love, the invitation is to you, come and meet Christ. Come and see the Savior of the world. He will really fulfill the desires of your heart as you will meet this loving person. And when He met this woman that lacked love, He brought her into relationship with Himself. And He brought her into this wonderful new relationship, the relationship of the Father. He introduces her that them that should worship Him in spirit and in truth. Just love desires to share with its co-heirs. That the Lord Jesus in love divine has this wonderful relationship with the Blessed Father. And because He is the source of love, He brings an individual that lacked love into the same enjoyment that Christ enjoys as this blessed Son of Man. And He introduces her into this new relationship, the Father. Go tell my brethren, I go to my God and your God, to my Father and your Father. Brethren, this is the result. When Christ does the work in one soul, if you lack light, the Lord is the source of joy. If you lack life, the Lord Jesus is eternal life. And if you lack love, the Lord Jesus in love divine gave Himself for you and for me to bring us into what He enjoys, this wonderful blessed relationship with the Father. May it be that our hearts will be encouraged that even tomorrow on Lord's Day, if we are still left here in this scene, that there will be something offered from the abundance of our hearts to the great person of this loving man, and also to the Blessed Father, whom He has revealed unto us for His name's sake. Amen. Amen.